East Coast Breakfast.
The Hollywood Red Sharks have appointed JP Peterson as the permanent head coach with immediate effect. And on the line immediately is Coach JP. Good morning, Coach.
Morning.
Coach, I really think, I have to remind you of this. I think you owe your success, well, this particular success, to Sky and Darren, because they put in a very good word for you a bit earlier in February. Listen to this.
I want us to talk about the Sharks quickly. Back-to-back victories against the Stormers. Whoever is Mr. Mazzotti was here, by the way, the owner of the Sharks. I saw him, he was here.
I know.
He's still in Durban. Mr. Mazzotti, please give JP Peterson the contract now. We don't need to wait for end of the season.
No, please.
So that was Sky Shabalala. He was talking to the powers that be, saying you must give JP the contract now. There's no probation, no waiting period. You must do it now. And now look, it eventually has happened. Coach JP, it is a reality. We heard the news yesterday. How long have you known, Coach?
How long have I known? Yes, obviously knew before. Had a chat with Marco and Sean, obviously, with the board's approval. So I knew a little bit before. But it's still, the news came out, you're still, you know, you're overwhelmed. And yeah. Just grateful and you know, just not happy, but just... You know, I'm honored to coach the Sharks.
And coach, in terms of your coaching now, right? I mean, you come to the Sharks, you pay your dues there in club rugby, you become a Shark legend, you win a World Cup with the Springboks. Coaching, when did you say, well, you know what, when I'm done, I don't want to be a pundit. Maybe I'm actually going to take this coaching thing and do it seriously. When did you know, well, this is what you want?
Good question, Sky. Didn't expect that from you.
Our coach.
Sky, obviously when I played rugby, I was never into want to coach. As you know, rugby is an individual and a team sport. I think when I got into coaching is when I moved out of South Africa. I went to Japan 2012, 2013, because I had to coach. Because I was playing with Japanese players that couldn't speak English, and I had to coach because the team needs to play better, and I need to prove my worth of coming over to Japan. So I need to coach the players so we can perform as a group. So I started falling in love with coaching in Japan, and then obviously moved to France later in my career too, where I had to start coaching too.
Coach, word on the streets is that obviously you were interim coach. The club that you support in football, Man United, also have an interim coach in Michael Carrick. And I believe that you had also put your CV in there. Have you since withdrawn your CV from the Man United job?
Still there. The last time I was there in Sale Sharks, remember we played there, so yeah. I just popped in to say hi. I'm here. But I think Michael Carrick is doing an outstanding job. So yeah, I withdraw my CV.
Now that it's official, Coach, what is your first order of business?
First order of business. I think going is just a normal day for me. We got meeting now in 10 minutes, coaches meeting. I don't think I want to look too deep into it. Since I've been interim coach, I coach the team as I will coach any team, not just the interim coach. The message is the same. We want to make the jersey proud and give everybody responsibility to... So we can perform on weekends.
So, Coach, we're very, very proud of you. We're very, very happy for you. And we're very, very excited for the Hollywood Red Sharks being appointed being coached by head coach JP Peterson. The only thing that remains is when we pass you in the mall and we shout to you, do we shout JP? Or do we go, Coach? Coach?
JP is fine. I've always been JP. I don't want to be called Coach in the mall, please. It's going to be awkward.
Coach, just before you get into your meeting, what do you want to say to the Sharks faithful who have been backing the team through the ups and downs, and obviously backing you since you became interim coach? What do you want to say to them ahead of, I guess, the URC resuming this weekend and the rest of the season?
Yeah, Scarf, just for the fans, we're obviously going through a transition where we're fighting to get into playoffs. So the fans and the diehard ones, thanks for your support. Keep supporting us. We'll do our thing on the field. We'll fight. We'll play with passion. We'll make the jersey proud. And we'll give everything we can give on the field. And who knows what the future holds. Hopefully we can, put some silverware on the table for people to smile. So thank you for your support, and keep supporting us and keep cheering us as we're kicking off Saturday against the Lions, 2 o'clock kickoff at Ellis Park. We need support coming from you guys.
Yeah, we're supporting you 100%. Coach JP Peterson, head coach for the Hollywood Bet Sharks. We're going to let you go and carry on with your coaching, and thanks for chatting to us, JP. It's gone. That's his job, man.
Yeah, he's busy. He's got to go do his meeting.
And when you're starting as a coach and you win, you beat Province home and away, that's a great start.
Yes.
That's a really, really good start. I mean, I think everyone's really, really excited. From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.